to a damn nation already in session.
The Jew boy give you a check. He give you a check. Now you a journalist.
Now, you know what? They gave me a good idea, though. So, try to keep this on the DL tip. But if y'all gonna work with me on this,
what?
I wanna do some shit where I'm talking about politics, talking about these white people business, talking about this shit I see with, you know, President Trump, all that shit, all that political bullshit. Like, I want to be like we House of Cards or something. And we regular hood niggas too. Like, we ain't got to dress up like them, none of that dumb shit. But we like these everyday hood niggas.
You mean
too.
Like Meet the Press when
we know we from the hood is all I'm saying. That's the don't forget.
Oh, but like I'm I was saying,
that's why.
Like I was saying though,
you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you wasn't in them projects.
But like I was saying though,
for a long time,
they
too.
The niggas that go to jail act like this is they superior. Like, oh yo, I did this. So that means.
And they mad over aggressive with the, like, they ready to fuck something up.
Exactly. I mean, because.
That's all I'm saying. They come around. It's like, they ready to fuck something up.
These dudes are proud fools.
Exactly.
They're very proud at being fools. Look at me. I surrendered for 21 years.
Before
the surrendering, this is before they get caught. They doing something.
But I'm just saying, like, when you got locked up, did you feel like that was a shield on your chest?
When I didn't really get really knocked up.
Right. So what happened?
I copped out the probation, and I already know I ain't want no part. But all that little bullshit in the precinct shit.
And how about you?
Didn't have to go to Rikers Island because niggas kept trying to tell me, yeah, you gonna have to go to Rikers Island if you don't go to court shit. If we miss court shit.
Right.
When I got locked up, I was mad.
Right.
I felt like a video game, how you lost.
Exactly.
You lost. Ah, you lost because you got caught. You lost. You
and
out the game.
Me,
you out the game.
I got that little shit I did and didn't go back. And it's like, for that to be the coming of age or however they say it, that shouldn't have been the blueprint. But why did I think I was going to do something with that? And it didn't work. So I woke up from, I only had a 6-month run. And I already saw, I'm not going to do this again.
Exactly. Because, see, for me, when I went to Central Booking, that was enough. I didn't have to go any further.
Right.
The weekend was good enough for me. And it wasn't about being scared. It was like, yo, you know what I didn't like about jail? Being locked up in that box.
Right. With a 1,000 people. We sharing one cell.
Kid,
with 5 dudes, 10.
Yo.
Come on.
That make a dude go crazy.
That's some refugee shit.
Yeah. And it even when you by yourself in the cell.
It's the worst.
That shit, yo, you can't do nothing. No
solitary,
TV.
Solitary confinement.
These dudes treat you like shit. He giving you fucking bologna in the morning and cheese in the afternoon.
Now look.
And coffee.
Now with that experience, why would that be something to brag about?
I don't know.
Why are we on YouTube bragging about, because yo, shouldn't I did 18 of that?
Dudes is actually
weak.
But you
know what's funny?
Yeah.
All this
dudes is weak. And they want to, and they gotta go, I did. If you gotta say.
Reform. Like me, my thing was this. Because it's still like you trained to go to jail. Because everything you want to do seems like it's a crime.
Right.
So. My thing is this, jail should be a place that I could go to. That's where they should have it now.
Okay,
where
you know what? Yeah, well, you know,
so
it was
it's supposed to be a rehab.
It's supposed to be, supposed to
correct you.
It should be a place that turns you into a man.
It's a place to correct you. That's why they say Department of Corrections. What are we correcting?
That should be a place. I made a mistake and they're going to reform my ass and I'm going to like it.
Right.
It shouldn't be a revolving door.
I know in Sweden. They do shit. It ain't even like a jail. They put you on the island. They let you roam around, walk around. Dudes come to visit you. They talk. Like this dude, no lie, this dude cut somebody up with a chainsaw. And then when he got out, his profession, he chopped down trees now. But I mean, the way they do it is just crazy. It's like they don't treat you like fucked up. They rehabilitate. That's what it's called, rehabilitation. These ain't rehabilitation.
They basically setting you up for failure so you get locked up so they can make the money game. Yep. And that's what it is.
They're making a Ponzi out of your stupidity.
That's what it is.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
And they're going to put you on drugs.
See, when dudes when dudes be talking that, yo, I did this, this, they got something to prove because somebody challenged them. Right. So they got to let you know. It's like when you in the military. What are you talking about? I was a sergeant. I got the Medal of Honor. I got the Purple Heart. You know what I'm saying? It's the same scenario. You proving that you more than what people think your worth is. That's what it is. And like I said, when I saw that video with Tony Yayo calling that dude an industry dude, I was just like, say that to me. Say that to me. I'm telling you, you got to be careful what you be saying because you like, you think you somebody because you did jail time? Because you diss that? What? That don't make no sense, bro. That don't make no sense. That don't make you less than man. That bullet ain't going to care that you did jail time because how you are in jail can be something totally different on the outside.
Right.
That's just the bottom line. I'm not one of those dudes. I'm not a funky dude.
I can't even get it out what I'm trying to tell them where this shit took over the streets in a bad way.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's about self-hate. The black man hate himself so much. That when he see others, that's why I said you gotta read that book, Niggas the Gods. When I first read that book back in the day, that opened my mind. I said, oh, you know what? I be doing that. I be hating motherfuckers.
Right.
My own people. Especially when dudes be acting a certain way. And I be forgetting I was acting that way too.
Right. That's a sickness.
Be in the store talking loud. Yo, what's up, sir? Yo, where my bags at? Getting all loud for wanting everybody to hear you.
Just like Zeke, when we was talking how dudes be having their headphones on and they rhyming loud.
Rhyming loud. Wanting people to hear you.
It's like, my man.
Wanting people to hear you arguing with your bitch.
Yeah.
I ain't that nigga to fuck with, so I'ma be loud so everyone can hear me.
Yeah, dudes quoting lyrics
exactly.
From a certain rapper, and it's like, man, right. Don't get snuffed in your face, baby.
Exactly.
That's how you get hurt.
That's how dudes crying out for help.
I just got off that. I took my shit and just got off, so it looked like he cut me off, but that's not what happened either.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened. I thought he cut you off.
But I could have said, yeah, okay, God, I'm out. But I didn't do that. I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm tired of trying to...
And you did that right.
I'm trying to get a point because niggas always want to try to make you look a certain way. Like, I see how niggas could play with it, even though they're using your own words against you. But it ain't coming out right anyway. I'm trying to talk
to
niggas, and they already got their shit up to shoot something down shit. And it could just be, let's just talk about this. It don't gotta be like you fucking schooling me. I don't care how stupid I sound. This ain't no, you teaching me shit. This is just, nigga, it's content talk.
And don't try to down me. There ain't no wrong answers to this shit. It's funny, I always let people know, I'm not talking to the panel. I'm just talking to the viewer. This is for the viewer. This ain't for nobody up here on the panel.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to also agree to disagree. Nobody has to agree with what you said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't agree. To it. And I tried to get back on and he deaded me. And that upset me that he did that.
That's how he left.
I just wanted to try to clear some shit up real quick and get off again. And I let them have it. Fuck it. I left anyway. So, what I'm trying to come back. And he don't want to talk. He don't want to talk that shit with me.
And he unsubscribes. And you unsubscribed.
So, girl. I mean,
he don't want to talk that shit. And that shit is a comedy. Man. That's how I know my shit is a joke, man.
Right.
Like, I already knew my shit. People laugh when I talk, my nigga. Like, I already know I make people laugh. People laugh at all that shit.
Right.
I know who I am. I already know I'm real. We ain't here. I wasn't talking about being real. Like, I'm not real. A jail nigga's realer than me. So, who says that?
Well, I mean, What
Who
was
says
the,
that?
What was
and the, I don't care if you think it came off like that. Nah, don't nobody. Are you serious? But that's how they ran with the narrative, because niggas really ain't hearing
what
I said.
What was the whole
said,
point of that topic?
When I went
again,
to
what
the
was,
playback,
what,
I
how did
know
that
what
whole
said,
scenario start?
And I'm talking about the real. I was saying the real is the real nigga, meaning the real Bloods.
Right.
Because
what you mean by the
real?
But wait. What you mean by the real Bloods?
Got the real niggas from jail, and y'all created this fake shit out on the street, though.
Right.
That's they're not taking no accountability for what they did. They let off a bomb. And this shit spread because I'm a prime example where I jumped out that fake whip. But trust me, there's niggas who still ran with it.
Right.
And I watched niggas get killed.
Right.
Them young boys, that generation under me, them niggas got picked off.
Right.
So I already knew to jump out of this shit, fake shit. Once shit felt fake, because at the end of the day, we in this gang. And I haven't met any leaders yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't been part of Nomi like we some fucking... I understand you gotta work your way up, but if it's not a real organization, this shit's fake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where I'm just the type always wanted... It's really like some Israelite shit, but it was some gang shit where this is more... Like people, this type of energy for our enemy shit. Like right. When I was on some, you know what I'm saying? I know where to put my aggression to,
right.
And I ain't get no wreck off my shit.
Because
my wreck was supposed to be the white man at the end of the day. Niggas forgot.
But this
but
is what that video.
Niggas turned soft and now forgive you.
Now when.
And, everybody's up for grabs. That's why they show them black cops kill the other black kid just to.
Right.
You,
oh, yeah. So I didn't
you
see
it.
You saw the video?
I didn't
yeah.
see it. I ain't
so
see
it. What happened?
They was beating his ass real bad.
What?
But is he resisting? Dudes don't know how to just stop resisting.
Nah, but was he resisting?
It's no excuse for it, but I'm talking about. Because
I mean, it's like five of them though, right? Wasn't it like five of them though?
Yeah.
So. Where's you can't subdue him? I don't understand.
That's self-hate.
Talking.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
They saw it themselves. Yeah.
Or maybe they know him.
Right.
Maybe they know
I think
him
it was a hit.
That was personal.
I'm only treating it like
bullshit.
It was a hit.
That could have been,
that's a
hit,
possible.
Bro. That's possible.
That's a hit.
It could be a hit. Who knows?
Because you ain't going to do that to
but,
somebody you don't
so
know.
So what did they shoot him or did they just beat him to death?
They beat him. They died 3 days later or something.
Oh, shoot. And they got the shit
they
on...
They aired him out, though.
And they got it on video.
Yeah. Somebody had it. It was the street camera had it.
Wow, man.
And then they got body cam after that.
Wow.
So,
how
if they ain't get caught with the eye in the sky, caught that shit.
Wow.
Eye in the sky caught it, and they wasn't hip to that because they did it right in front of that shit.
What?
So they definitely didn't know about
so
it. Then.
That's what happened.
They didn't know
because
they just swore
well,
they got
you know
away.
What?
Probably thought
they deserve to be plastered because guess what? It's worse when your own people do it. So
now that they got a badge and they doing it.
Oh, but let me tell you something. I'm gonna beat y'all to this real quick.
What?
When it came to them cops,
right?
The way the white dudes want the justice is so quick.
Right.
It's like, I heard the white dudes say some shit, these are animals, son. He went in real quick, a real one-liner, hit a quitter.
Right.
And it was like, they don't do that with the white officers.
Exactly.
I never seen them do that with the white officers, say
when
it like that.
When that black dude killed that man... Yo, that dude went to jail immediately. Immediately.
Yeah, like, they do it ASAP.
Immediately.
But this is the point. When the China Mac and the 1090 Jake, it's like, because they a different race.
Now, who
it
is
ratting.
Who this 1090 Jake?
He's a rat, too, ain't he?
This the white dude?
Yeah.
He's and a white what? Boy from Boston.
Who?
He's from Boston.
Oh.
And...
The another racist,
Boston,
another racist city, another
Florida
racist city.
Somewhere.
But I'm saying,
What, he did something? He got a case? What?
He got caught talking about, he ratted on police, and then they trying to say that's not ratting.
He ratted on the COs.
Yeah, you a rat.
How's that a rat, though?
He called them the gads.
I mean, what did they do? What did they do? What did the COs do? What he ratted on them about?
They're smuggling phones and drugs and shit.
Well, fuck it. Ain't it us against them? I'm just saying, right?
But that's why that's what they saying too. But I'm like this.
It's us against them. What are you supposed to do? Who's with?
Who recorded him, though?
And he's saying, but see, he got an excuse for everything. Everything he do is calculated.
Right.
So he's trying to say the niggas in there told him to let the world know. He making it like they gave him the green light to expose this thing.
But
he turned it into like, you ain't gonna tell about police brutality, and dudes didn't realize there was no police brutality. I guess he talking about the guard don't come and check up on nigga shit.
See, but this don't make no sense because
he made it like the guard don't come through there.
This don't make no sense.
What's going on, shit?
When does the silence begin being stupid? Now, the COs have to get exposed because they treating motherfuckers like look, that it don't make no sense. They getting full blown retarded now.
This
snitching shit is
funny. We ain't even gotta act like he did something wrong. But my thing is this: why couldn't a black person do that?
No doubt.
Why do we need this representation from white people and Chinese people? Right. It's like you steal these niggas.
That's my problem. That's my issue. Yeah, that's the only
these
issue.
Niggas right, master because you.
At the end of the day, and I ain't got nothing against the Chinese.
That's why they hating on Matthew Alpha, because he's those are like some of the top dudes now. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, but all I'm saying is,
so his show we is go to their stores. Like to go. That nigga blew
the only problem I got is we go to their stores. And they beat you up. We got film footage of them beating our people up. And something happens to them. It's like, oh, it's an all-on attack on the Asians. Which don't make sense. That's propaganda. If that was the case, why are we still buying their Chinese food? Right. And everything else, man. It don't make no sense.
We make all of these people rich.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us like that. We got to get like that again as a nation. I'm sorry.
Look, man. I'm here to tell you. I'm not predicting. I don't see that happening.
But you don't see this shit getting no better.
I don't see that happening.
And then what they say, focus on
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, right, man. That shit. Just look at yourself present day. Just look at yourself in your present moment right now. See what I'm saying?
After seeing the way I see
shit,
the way I see,
nothing wrong with wanting better.
Look, on the personal note, the way I see.
Hey, let me tell you, man. It's everybody got their own path with that.
With what?
With how they gonna approach this everyday shit that they live in. Right. So I'm approaching this shit like I'm an activist who trying to clean up the streets. So, if dudes ain't with that, I don't know what to tell nobody. Cause I'm ready to beat somebody's ass out here, man.
I
really
want to
assault people. Is what I'm saying. I'm ready to assault people right about now.
Well, yo, that like I said, man. The only way, like I said,
ready to assault a lot of like blackout. I'm ready to blackout, man.
Well, look. Like I said before, the only way dudes is winning is if they ready to put their life on the line. You ain't ready to put your life on the line, you might as well just keep praying.
Because that's when dudes is nobody.
Keep praying and keep playing.
Devils get to run this shit. I want some righteous shit to take over. That's what I'm saying. I just want some righteousness to come. That's the only way it's going to happen. It ain't got to be me. I don't have to be the face of this shit. But
after I see that vibration
to come through, after I seen
my son and our nephew act a fool, and change up like that, that shows me a lot. That dude, like, there's definitely a divine intervention going on. Because for you to change that like that, you don't think there's some divine shit going on? Dudes is dying. Races is depleting. Y'all don't think nothing's divine about that. That's some divine shit going on, man.
Words.
We could do all this talking, and that's never going to change the way people act. We are never getting together. We'll never be the so-called JBs. No, that ain't going to happen. Dudes sticking together? What? Mm. It's not happening. First of all, we got too many belief systems. You got dudes that think they Muslims.
And they did it on purpose.
Yeah. You got dudes that think they Muslims. Dudes that's Hebrews. Dudes that want to be gay. Dudes that don't want to be gay. We don't have the camaraderie to stick together. It's too many issues. That's never going to happen. Never. It's never going to happen, bro.
In the meantime, in between time, what the fuck dude's going to do on a daily basis, man? What? And just be clocking into this shit and clocking out.
Yeah, you institutionalized, bro. Woman, you are institutionalized.
In and out.
You know how long it took me to get uninstitutionalized? I kept thinking I had to go to work.
This corny bullshit
even,
going
even
on.
Even when I was here, it took
this
a
shit
long
is corny,
time.
Man, man.
It's all corny, bro. This Matrix shit is corny.
Like me, back in my mind, I'm still acting like I'm trying to monetize something on YouTube or whoever and act like I'm about to do something.
Yo, even school.
And like I'm still a super producer or whatever I think I'm doing out here.
Even school. School is a game. It's a joke. School is just...
You got to make your own school.
Yeah, exactly.
As get them books,
school
read them books.
Is to prepare you to work.
That's it.
That's what it is. They preparing you to work.
Some vocational bullshit. Slavery school.
Right.
This lady, her kid couldn't read after all these years of school. And she tried to sue. And you know what them judges said? We're not here to guarantee an education.
See?
This is on the books. This is
they're
on the book.
But they're not here to guarantee you
education. Nah.
When we went to that
that's
art.
Why they grade you.
Yeah.
That's why you
yeah.
get graded
in some
anyway.
States, they'll put you in jail if you let keeping
but
your kid
you
out of school.
Be accepted
it's
in
all
if you can't
bullshit.
Meet the minimum requirements.
Right.
So it should be, don't play that role like you just let me in. You had to take
yeah.
an evaluation test or some shit.
Everything they do is bullshit, bro.
All of it.
It's all bullshit.
Oh, yeah, but I'm ready to talk about politics.
Talk about
and do what they doing and acting like this shit matters. Talk about the war in Ukraine. So, and sound like I know what I'm talking about. No names. All this bullshit they doing. Copying their shit and see where I get.
Well,
because
you didn't know
that's what the white boy and the Chinese
man.
Your
man Kanye is right back to, he got married. He's still fucking with Blasio. And it's like, yo, this man, yo, I'm telling you, it's divine. I really believe that, man.
When you say divine destruction, or what you talking
I'm
about?
I'm talking about it's divine intervention. You with that, this is some destined shit. It gotta be. Like I said, to see my kid do a 360 like that, that's what, yo, that bugged me out. Man, I never took this man trick-or-treating, never celebrated any holidays, and all it took, 21 years, all it took was one piece of shit devil
dot
to tat this man doing a whole bunch of trick-or-treating, getting dressed like some demon. Like, yo, it's crazy to me. And then black nail polish, golf. Like, nah, man. That's wild to me. That's some wild shit, bro. Oh, I forgot these one-hit dudes. I was concentrating. But, yeah, man. Yeah, you can't tell me that. You mean to tell me 400 years plus we still ain't changed?
Right, that's crazy.
Are you kidding? We done went through three leaders. So-called leader never was really my leader.
Right.
Even though I respected Malcolm.
That's when this religious kind of talk come into play, right? And that enters you into the believer and non-believer. So that shit only works with the believers, man. So a non-believer gonna shit on my whole belief system. So
it don't matter.
It's like this though. But it's like this because it's all about putting your mind in a mental delusion and in a delusional state. Once you can convince yourself of anything, you good in this world.
But you're not good.
Where nobody, I'm talking about belief. That shit is real. A nigga belief system. That's why I ain't gonna challenge nobody's belief. I don't want to get into it no more. Yeah. So,
but this is what I'm saying though. No matter what you believe in, okay, let's not even say for religious sake. The fact is, 400 plus years has passed, and dudes are still in the same situation. No matter what
my thing is this.
No matter what you got into.
Well, my thing is this. It ain't hard for somebody to stand up. Niggas is scared and won't admit it. Niggas is scared to be the front runner of anything. So that's what it really boiled down to. And niggas to put they self out there and all that shit. And that's what it really is. Because even when nigga was talking like he want to do this YouTube shit, niggas talking about wearing costumes. That's why people wear shades and shit. Yeah. And all this other shit and trying to hide themselves.
Exactly.
But at the same time, trying to communicate.
You got to understand something. Why put yourself out there like that? That's just stupid. That's just stupid. Look what happened to your man. What happened to your man who had all them brothers out there with guns and stuff. Remember that? You don't hear about him no more. Remember that? Remember that dude?
What? Right.
What happened to him? He put his face out there and he became a target. I got kids. I'm not going to be no target. If we're going to fight and we're going to war, then fine. Let's war. But don't think I'm going to be in the forefront and I'm going to be by myself. Because I know if I say charge, dudes ain't going to charge.
It's going to be you charging.
It's just going to be you charging by yourself. That's just facts. That's just how it is. You're going to be by yourself out there on that front line. That's all it is to it, man.
You just got
to
follow the money. Somebody's going to cut that check, and dudes ain't going to run with you.
Best thing you do is prepare for the worst. That's it. That's all you can do.
This shit is no way to live.
No, that's what it is, man. If you got a plan, let me know. We can get together, do whatever. But like I said, I understand the dynamics of things. I understand that dudes got their own family now. And it's easy to talk like this. It's easy to talk. We all talking shit. That's all it is. This is shit talking right here. Because tomorrow, we're going to do the same thing. I'm going to be playing my video game.
You're going
to work doing beats. He's going to be having an argument with his wife. Or trying to make beats.
Right.
It's going to be the same shit. So all this is just drivel talk. I'm doing this for entertainment literally right now.
Right.
This is just entertainment. Have people open their minds. Maybe one day we'll wake up. It's like I said before. You ain't tired of shit. When you tired of shit, you gonna do something.
Right.
When I was with who my significant other, I finally got tired. And I decided to part ways. Grabbed up my kids. Did what I had to do. That was it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the fucked up thing is now, we talking, we doing all that, but this shit that was supposed to happen a long time ago. But instead, we ain't know what the fuck we was doing. And that's exactly what's happening now. Ain't nobody, whoever's keeping their foot on our neck is staying on our neck. Because I guarantee you, tomorrow, it's all but a dream. You're going to be going to sleep. You're going to wake up doing the same shit.
It was all a dream.
Yeah. All this crazy talk, not wanting to talk about it. Yo, we can talk about it because it's us. We ain't talking to strangers. Why we can't talk about God? Why we can't talk about this? That don't make no sense, man. Because this has become the norm. That's what it is. It's become the norm not to talk about real shit, but we could talk about this and no, let's be gay and let's do this. And that's okay to talk about. But I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Got cartoons.
In this day and age, you gotta be ready to put yourself out there if you're gonna become something or set in the back. That's all.
I'm not trying to become nothing.
Because all dudes is doing is some regular fuck everything.
I kid you not.
Fuck this shit.
Get big in this matrix, you have to be down with the devil. Because soon as you get to that ladder,
they got claims that you don't.
Yeah, who? I don't believe that.
I don't know.
There's been claims made that you
Hollywood
don't know.
Is ran by the devil. You getting all these nice homes because you got to be down with the devil.
Guess what? The bottom line.
I'm a killer game. So basically, all I gotta do is do some save the world bullshit. But it's really save these black people. Gotta save the black people, man.
They the ones.
Just some pan-African bullshit with this. We gotta start off at just dark people in general. No,
Murphy, I'm a mess.
I'm gonna tell you what, Murphy, I'm a mess.
You know what else? There's no representation, is all I'm saying.
No. I'm gonna tell you what's stupid and what's really killing us. Stop saying black owned.
Yeah, stop saying
that. That's stupid. Oh, it's black owned. Oh, you want your business to go downhill?
Keep saying
black owned. Watch how fast that shit goes downhill.
Oh, you know what else? Don't act like you don't need them niggas money. So
you do.
We gave them our money for years, so now they gotta give us that money back too.
They need
those have to be us. Your consumer. Your enemy is your consumer.
They need us just as much as we need them.
Fact.
Even more so.
Just don't try to separate the two when it's really the same person.
It's all the same. When I heard Kevin Hart say, "I'm a brand," I said, "This man already know he a slave." He said he's a brand. He called himself a brand.
That's like saying you that cow that got that thing on his back.
Yeah, I'm a brand.
I'm grade A beef.
Yeah, I got the brand right.
Look, I'm grade A beef. It's right here.
Yeah.
They burned it on my skin.
LeBron's a brand. Everybody's a brand that be in them commercials and all that. Because Hollywood is nothing but a magic stick. That's the bottom
fizzy
line.
Fizzy fact.
It's a magic dick. That's what I meant to say.
Right.
You taking it up the ass. One way or another, they got you. Because whether you don't necessarily... You know, bowing down to the devil, but you definitely succumbing. You can't say nothing political.
Nope.
Can't speak your mind. You gotta just play the game, and that's it.
Because that's
what. And some way or another, be able to worship your God and Master.
That's what a record contract is. Once you sign,
that's it.
Now you're not in creative control anymore.
I was reading Jennifer Lopez's bio, and her mom's was like, "Don't come here crying. This is what you wanted, and this is, you better buckle up. Buck up. This is what it is."
Right.
And now she's like, "Yeah, motherfuckers is fake." She said, the minute you stop making money for people, yeah, because it's a business. Remember, you're a brand. You're a fucking brand. You're not even human anymore. It's about making that money. If you ain't making money for these dudes, and you thinking they supposed to love you, don't think that's supposed. And guess what? I'm not even saying nothing wrong with that. I don't feel sorry for celebrities.
Me either.
Because you knew what it was when you got into it. What you taught, I have a right to my privacy. No, you don't. I paid money for you. You my bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's some pimp shit. Pimp
word. If you, unless you giving me money back and you doing something for the community, you my bitch. I own you. You the brand. I spent money to watch you. You do whatever it is you got to do. I don't feel sorry for you.
And if you didn't negotiate your contract, that's why you got played.
Oh, that's the.
You gotta learn how to negotiate contracts before you sign.
Now that's another issue, but that's fucked up too. But guess what? At the end of the day, I can't feel sorry for people that make money off of me.
Right.
I'm buying your product. You said you were what did I say that word? That you were motherfucking
brand.
That's what you are. You are a brand. And I paid for the Raisin brand. I expect you to do what the fuck you supposed to do. And I don't want to hear you crying, talking about, oh, I don't want to take autographs no more. Bitch, you better take my autograph, because you wouldn't be here without me.
I invested in you.
Exactly.
You my investment now.
I believe that your whack ass.
What'd you say?
All that showbiz.
All that shit, man.
This is showbiz, baby.
You wanted the fame. See, I don't feel sorry for you when you was thirsty for fame. You wanted to be famous. This is what comes with being famous.
Yo, guess what? I'll take it even further. I don't even feel sorry for the people that was on the casting couch. Like, if you chose to take your clothes off, how you calling somebody a rapist?
Right, you can't.
You chose to take your clothes off so you could be in a movie.
And you wanted that Bentley. Yeah. You wanted that mansion.
You wanted
mansion.
That movie. You wanted that money. You wanted that fame.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, man.
What?
Where they done fucked my head up with that. But it's a choice. It was a choice.
Right.
So, but we talking, that's why they tell you, that's why I do tell you to let go of them childish things, man. And right. That's all I got to do is apply that because... Right. This shit, something gotta change, man.
Yeah, man. We know that.
Something has to change.
You have to master your mind.
But yo, what is it? How many people supposedly are gonna live? If you wanna talk real talk.
Oh, nah. Not to jump to something else, but...
Right.
Early, I'm watching them talk about the politics, and they was acting like... Nigga gonna call out that there's gonna be a war in 2025. Like, who says that out loud?
Exactly. Like, how do you...
So he already mapped it out. So we're gonna have war with China in 2025. Like, who says that?
And guess what?
It sounds like the author.
It sounds like, yeah, it's the author. Wait a minute, Biden said that?
No, some dude on these... You know how on Sunday that they have a host? It used to be a white dude, now it's a white lady.
Oh, one of the preachers?
Fox. You know how Fox do.
A preacher or a Fox News person?
You know how they do, the ones that on Sunday?
Right.
Like Meet the Press?
I wouldn't know because I don't watch Sunday TV.
I don't watch TV Fox. Either.
I wouldn't know. You acting like I know. I don't watch TV.
You talking...
I mean, I watch Netflix or Amazon, but I don't watch
every Sunday, TV. Fox had a news shit.
I don't know politics.
You talking like Meet? You talking like Meet the Press? Like Meet the Press or some shit? Stop watching Fox. Stop watching them niggas. They ultimate propaganda machine.
But what I'm saying is, I wanted to do the same thing and just talk about political stuff.
I mean, what type of political stuff you talking about?
Because right now the talking is jail shit took over. So
this whole shit took over.
And all this, the gang.
Remember when I told you? Remember when I told you?
The fucking jail.
Remember when I told you? I felt like
the beefs, all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that time?
Show niggas could talk about something else.
Remember that time when I told you I felt like I was smarter than everybody?
Yeah.
That's what I mean by that. There's mad people. Watching the teletube, the techno tube now. They on this computer shit. And AI. They believe in everything. It's mad. When I see a majority of people into certain things, it makes me go a lot of people slow.
Right.
For real. Like, come on, keep it 100. If you saw your wife watching, like, The House... The Housewives of L.A. or some old bullshit that you... What would you think? You thinking that... You thinking she has an intellect? Or you thinking, oh, she just like everybody else?
I'm thinking she looking at these people's lifestyle and then trying to downplay how we living.
This is what like I'm saying. Like it's our fault that believe we ain't living in, like that. Believe in
that's programming.
What you're seeing like that. On TV. You know what I mean?
Like, that's
so shit. Don't come out and say that, but I'm just talking about what people
act like. I know, but like, that's the shit I'm talking about.
I gotta do something more than what I'm doing right now.
That's
this
the shit
is the capacity.
I'm talking about.
Everybody can do better than their capacity.
You got people watching this shit.
You don't look at me like I'm doing something wrong.
Right. And mind you, you ain't doing bad. You got a house. You got what you wanted. You got a car. You got the whole Hollywood shuffle.
Right.
All that shit was man-made.
That's the slave man starter kit.
Yeah, that whole shit was made by Hollywood. The picket fence and
the TV did that.
Yeah, the TV made. I watched the documentary on that. They made all that shit up. Yeah,
it's a format,
and now that's everybody's goal. If you ain't got that,
they got us all and everybody doing different ways to get there.
They ruined it.
The same shit.
This is how you ruined it when you made these shits into trophies. Once you created trophies, it ruined everything. If you don't have this, you were lame.
Yeah,
fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. Now you supposed to feel some type of way because you ain't got the picket fence.
This is how you know war and country is bullshit. How come we have the Olympics? So you telling me we can have the Olympics, even though we fighting, we gonna have the Olympics and prove who's better? Because it's fake.
It's to keep you on. It's to keep you programmed.
I'm warring with Korea, yet we haven't
Olympics.
Explain that to me. How that work?
We beefing, but all our countries are playing the Olympics.
We was going to Germany fighting a war, yet we put our black brothers and sisters. What was his name?
Jesse Owens. Was a prisoner in Russia.
Exactly. You
don't want to be in that predicament.
Jesse Owens.
Yeah, Jesse Owens, right? And then you got America treating us like shit, but when he went to Germany, he was treated like a fucking king. The hypocrisy is bananas, man.
It's sick.
It's fucking bananas.
Hey, man, that's the politics you can talk about.
They're
trying to show you who the real enemy is right before your eyes.
Yeah.
But it's confusing because if we're not in nobody's best interest, we're more like a battery or something.
We're the financial battery. We're the financial battery.
We've always been the battery.
The Chinese money rotates.
These are customers. I know they look at us like a customer.
Yeah, well, that's what you are. You
as long as we the customer, they good.
Made enough songs.
Why you think Jay-Z and them don't want us all to be successful? They don't want us to be successful because somebody got to be on top.
Black people in these high positions, they're part of the having consumers.
Of course. They got to be on top, man. Somebody got to be on top.
They don't want to share. He don't want to share.
He don't want to share. What? That don't make no sense.
That's when it starts feeling like it ain't enough to go around.
Yeah.
It's hoarding.
That's what it's about.
Now I gotta hoard
it. Ain't enough to go around.
And let y'all have it.
You said the key word. Ain't enough to go around.
No. But dudes don't know how to give out enough to go around. They don't want nobody to feel no vibration. Stretch it, I guess. The shit don't stretch.
It's rigged.
It does.
I thought it was supposed to stretch. It don't have to stretch.
It can actually be equal, except that they promote capitalism, meaning capitalize off the working man. That's what it's all about. Think about it. How it makes sense how a boss who has an idea could make you little ants work for him and he gets rich and you just get a pension. Your man that did Amazon, he gets $300,000 a minute, they said? I think about a minute. Does that make sense? It's either a minute or an hour. That's still a lot of money, bro. That's a lot. That's a lot, man. Somebody doing something right, and it ain't us.
Nope.
It ain't us, bro.
But we being a customer. We giving him
and
that.
I'm attested to that. I ain't even going to lie.
Me too.
I attest to that.
Anybody with an account with Amazon, you part of that.
You part of that madness.
You can't even front.
Amazon truck right at your crib right now.
Yup. Word. Making my life easier. Word. And then the funny thing, even if you thought about it, somebody gonna take that idea. Just how they took the medicine.
What I'm trying to say with our family,
right?
All that, it don't, all this come over shit ain't coming over to nothing no different than what I'm leaving.
I hear you, man.
That shit right there,
all that is just negativity.
Cause just like when that's we go negativity. To your crib, now we about to, we got a program. See? Where we about to play Street Fighter.
This is how hypocritical the black man is. Oh, we coming to it. We 1 minute you talking about let's get together, and then on the next hand you saying, man, I come.
No, I'm not saying that. Like,
well, bro, if you can't articulate it right, then you shouldn't even say that.
You making that narrative, and that's your goal. Not your goal, but everybody does it. They'll hear something and run with a narrative right after, immediately after.
Okay.
And you can't do that, bro. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to go in no negative light. I'm just saying it's programmed. We're not really doing nothing more than that, I'm saying.
Okay. I hear you, man.
I'm not trying to downplay no funny shit. I'm just saying.
I hear you, man.
We ain't really figuring out what we gonna do to get us on another level.
Right.
Where somebody gotta get them gears running, cause I feel like I'm handicapped. And it ain't no cop out, but it's like some, these minds gotta come together to figure out what we gonna do to position ourselves better or something. And, or is it focus on your divisions? And then when we do that, that's when radio contact is really low after that. Cause me, I'm really here. I'm already in a routine that I'm stuck in this routine.
Right.
And it's like, this is the furthest I'm getting with this.
Okay.
And
until you get tired of it.
I gotta read something. It's like I gotta, it's too much wanting to be entertained shit. I gotta want to, I don't even know where education plays a role. But all it can do is work on reading so that, what, I could talk somebody to death?
Right.
Because then that's when you in that game and you like a prophet now.
And you get, and
that's what being a politician or a prophet, because you got
monetize.
The wordplay
now. Because now you can monetize. You can monetize. You can monetize your intelligence.
Now.
You can monetize your intelligence.
But I'm past acting like I'm a teacher or a professor. I'm not trying to get caught up in the professor world because niggas think I'm stupid or something. So don't nobody want to hear that shit. Man. When I think I'm teaching something, when niggas already
I think it only gets in your brain. I think you feeling this way, but what you saying about yourself ain't true, because I ain't got no dumb brothers, you know what I'm saying? So we may be lost sometimes, but you know, I don't know about
it.
I'm
telling you, man, I walk in this world, niggas is crazy, man.
Right.
I can't, I feel like I'm dumbing it down how I talk, because this is who I'm around. Like, I'm around this shit. This shit don't make me want to step none of that shit up talking. Don't even want me to step my talking game up, because it's all this fucking street bullshit running, this hip-hoppity bullshit going on.
I'm not dumbing myself down for nobody. Fuck that.
I'm not dumbing myself down. It's like I'm blending in with this shit or something.
Right.
When I know this is ignorance, but It's like I'm surrounded by ignorance, man.
Cause I remember Jay-Z said some shit like that. That he had to dumb his shit down.
Yeah,
so he basically saying his fans is dumb.
Yeah. And they proving it.
Right.
Whose mans is dumb?
No, I said his fans. Jay-Z was like, he dumbing shit down. And nobody peeped it. See, that's how motherfuckers must be. Because this man literally said he dumbing shit down. I was like, wow, this man said he dumbing it down. I'm like, for who? But that's why I'm glad I never bought his shit. But
and now he gets to wear bullshit clothes and don't gotta get all fly. Right. And that's all I was in it for. I don't even have to get fly or try to look pretty. Right. I don't wanna be about that.
And maybe it was his plan. I don't know. Maybe he's like, fuck it. If you dumb
these
enough
niggas acting like they educating you at the same time, but he's not telling you how he got there step by step. But he's acting like, now get to where I'm at.
Right.
And that shit requires partnership, and then you get to cut your ties eventually. You do it and cut your ties. And one nigga be tight and the other nigga be richer than the other.
Right.
Or he might not be richer than who, nobody knows, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to know. That's what's happening, where all this shit is irrelevant. I don't even know why I'm looking at it. So that's
because you want to answer, man, and you're going through some shit.
You know?
So all there is to it.
I act like I want to do something, and then it's like, because I know I don't want to make an album like that.
Right.
You know?
But you know at the same
time. I don't really want to sit here and act like I'm making an album.
You know what sells. And what you got to do is,
you got to sell to the dummies to come out. I'm making a single stage where I don't even feel like making another beat. I want to complete this so close, because that beat is hot to me.
Right.
The beat I made is an original.
Okay.
And I like how it sounds.
Here it goes.
I like how the shit sounds.
Okay.
And it grew on me, because at first I was like, you know, I didn't think nothing of it, but I know I put it together. I put some work into it. But then I just listening to it, and the shit is hot to me.
Whoa.
And right. With some original lyric to that,
right?
That would have me have to come out of my bag.
Gotta come out of your bag.
You got the lyricism.
You know?
Just tell the truth.
Out of my bag.
The key to spitting that shit is tell the truth.
Tell the truth, man.
Tell the truth. You know how we do with songs, Z.
That's right.
Oh, but time out. It ain't too lyrical like that either.
It don't gotta be lyrical. Just tell the truth.
A single where happy-go-lucky, friendly single shit.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but just make sure you tell the truth.
It ain't no real people message got rich, behind this.
People got rich off of one-hit wonder shit.
Yeah, we joke about that all the time, being a one-hit wonder.
You could be a one-hit.
If that's going to help
you. Paid off for that.
You could pay your house off with that.
Word, man. At the end of the day, we ain't trying to be in the starlight.
I don't want to. What I have to do, what people ain't realize, because I'm really trying to get myself out of the past. You heard? I really want to let
don't
the past.
Let it pass.
But
nah, I got a song. I got a song I made.
I'm trying to let the past go as far as.
It's an ill hook. And I ain't saying it on the air.
And
I made a song based off of that, but it's dope though. It's catchy.
Because this shit really don't exist like I think. Because when I think about it, it's not like I'm seeing that shit. But I be hearing about it, I guess that's what be triggering me. But I don't even see it. It's some stupid shit going on out here, though.
Yeah, man, it is.
Still some stupid shit out here going on.
Right.
But it's like, I don't like where it's going.
Right.
Why can't it be nice outside? Why can't it be nice?
Right.
Why I feel like gotta kill somebody.
But you can make it nice outside. You. It starts with you. You got to create the narrative.
Be like Will Smith, talk about something funny. You ain't gotta. We ain't always gotta talk about life in the hood.
I'm not talking about none of that shit.
Well, that might be the message where, you know what, y'all? I had to realize it.
I learned that from
let go of the hood.
I learned that from. I learned, yo, you heard me. I told you, get away from them YouTubers, them street dudes, because it's like being in the projects. Leave the projects alone. Leave it alone. We left it. We didn't leave it to come back to it.
Yeah, man.
But it's like, wake them niggas up and get the fuck out the projects, man.
I'm not waking them up.
Get out of there.
Yo, bro. Yo, check this out. You lose when you're talking about waking them up. They don't want to be woke.
Yeah, there's people. It's like the dude. Remember the
from Matrix.
He said, "I don't just put me back in. I don't want to remember."
Oh yeah. So that's basically what's going on.
Yeah, dudes don't want to wake up.
Why you hate? Why are you helping people that are not asking for your services?
Remember, people ain't even reading books, man.
When I mentioned that, dude said to me, "Oh, we don't do that." What?
Let me tell you something, man. It ain't nothing wrong with trying to wake somebody up.
No, it's only a problem if that person is asking you and you're not doing it.
I can't get mad if nobody's waking up. That's the thing. But it don't. It's like, you know.
That's why I said grassroots.
You do try to get. Because it only gets worse. Because they're the virus, is what I'm saying. So I try to throw some antivirus. To get niggas, try to wake niggas up out there. Like, so
but
that
that's
shit,
why, but bro,
that shit is a cancer,
bro,
or whatever. That shit,
but that's why,
that mentality, all that shit.
That's why I said grassroots, because that one person you wake up, that's going to spread. But that's going to be the antivirus where one person is feeling what you're saying, and that word is going to be spread, and now you got your movement. The movement starts with one at a time.
Because for there to even be an LGBT, whatever you call it, that means there's a movement. And niggas is being more, what's the word? Well, being more what? Tolerant.
No, that's not what it is.
No.
Or they forcing it.
That's not what it is. It's because it's because it's owned by a conglomerate. You know who it is. We don't gotta.
Black
you
Matter.
Know who it is,
right?
Because if
Black Lives Matter or what?
Black Lives Matter is really who? Who is
That's
Black Lives Matter?
LGBTQ?
Huh?
Yeah.
They're all the same.
It's the same. It's the same
and who,
group.
And keep going. And who are they run by?
Who?
Oh my goodness! You don't know?
Just
you don't know
spit it out, bro.
Do you think it's run by us?
Of course not.
Exactly. That is why it's so big. You ain't never watched that Dave Chappelle shit? That shit was so deep. He said, man, if that shit was run by Mexicans and blacks and shit like that, they'd be like, man, who gives a fuck? We don't give a fuck about your feelings. But because it's owned by another people, it's a big deal. That's why it ain't about tolerance. It's a group of people that's in charge. And they ain't us. And that's why it's so big. And that's why it matters.
Well, the debate out there, this isn't even, this is like nothing nobody would know is going on. But the argument is that black people have no power. So
that's old news,
bro. That's still what we're dealing
with. That's old
so
news.
So that's basically, why is that still a problem?
That's
in this
old
world?
News. Man.
And then dudes is wondering why we at each other's throats.
Yeah, that's,
and we don't have any representation, man. We a chicken with his head cut off, man.
Yeah, that's old news, brother. Yeah, I knew that when I was 18, 15 years old, man. It further back than then. Because remember, I don't know if you remember coming up, but when I was coming up, we had Public Enemy, X-Clan, dudes like that. They was talking that black shit, and their brothers was really waking up. And they was like, oh, nah, we can't have these dudes waking up. So that's when NWA, and then they had Snoop Dogg come, and basically, they changed the whole thing. They planned it. They said, nah, we don't want them talking about, they waking up. Nah, we got to talk about killing each other, gangs and shit, and what we about getting pussy and all that, and that's what changed the game. Now, I'm not saying...
Because our minds was really one track. They really... That's what I saw that happen right before my own eyes, like in a flashback.
Yeah, like...
Think back to when I was in kindergarten, first grade.